You're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio station. And after the bombings in Lebanon, IPAN, Independent and Peaceful Australia Peace Network, put out a statement regarding what Australia should be doing in response. And I've got Annette Brownlee, who's a founding member and chairperson of IPAN, on the line. G'day, Annette. How are you this morning?
Hi, Danny. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's an important release that IPAN's put out. You call for you say that it's about time that Australia imposed sanctions and cut diplomatic ties with Israel.
Yes, we've had enough of words, really, haven't we? You know, whether it's from the Australian government or the American government, it's words and words only. America, as we all know, could stop this war right now were they to stop arming Israel. Australia doesn't have quite that same power, but however, we do trade with Israel. We produce components for their military, and that must stop immediately. That is one of our calls, to stop the export of anything to do with armaments to Israel, but also to cut diplomatic ties. That means expelling the Israeli embassy ambassador from Australia and withdrawing our own ambassador from Israel. So these are stronger actions that Australia can take and speak much louder than words, in fact.
Now, Independent Peaceful Australia Network has been working on this project for a very long time. Peace, it would appear, is not supported by the world order. What's your reflections on the attack that the Israeli state has made on Lebanon as using the smokescreen of protection?
It's just an expansion of what they've been doing in Gaza, but it's horrific, isn't it? I mean, any of us who've watched the news and seen those interviews with the children, children who have survived, but whole families have been lost, as they have been in Gaza. And it seems that Israel and Netanyahu and his government are absolutely out of control. I think they have to be seen as a rogue nation that needs to be needs international intervention. What Australia can do is take those actions I've talked about, but we definitely need a greater international action. Words are just not enough. The carnage that's going on has to stop.
Now, IPAN's got its national conference in Perth running from the 4th to the 6th of October. It's an interesting decision to have the conference in Perth. Tell me about why that happened.
We chose to have the conference in Perth because of the focus, with a focus on the Stirling Naval Base being upgraded to host United States and UK nuclear submarines. In fact, there is a US submarine in port at Stirling right now. So we will be having a protest then on Friday, this coming Friday, the 4th of October. We'll also be holding the conference over the Friday night where we have Fatima Payman speaking. Fatima has just given an interview to Sydney Criminal Lawyers where she's outlined the reasons why she's going to be speaking at the IPAN conference, where, of course, we will be looking at the geopolitical situation, which very much focused on the Middle East right now, but also we mustn't forget the wars that are going on in Ukraine and in North Africa. We're at a very precarious point where this conflicts could spread and become a more international conflict. I just heard Netanyahu at the United Nations threatening Iran. Were the Israelis prepared to strike the nuclear facilities in Iran? We're really sort of in a very, very dangerous situation, and we need that international intervention. That'll only happen if we have a grassroots community effort and pressure on our governments, both here in Australia, the United States, and in many other countries around the world. So the conference will be bringing people together to listen, to learn, but also to organise. Without that organisation and that collective action, we will not be effective. And that's our main challenge, really, is for the peace movement, which includes the strong movement, pro-Palestine movement, that has sprung up both in Australia and many other countries, coming together to put pressure on our political representatives to change course. We need to turn this ship around.
Yeah, the people can access the IPAN conference online as well if they can't make it across.
Absolutely, yeah. We're hoping for good representation in person, but we're also encouraging people to join through Zoom. You can go to the IPAN website and you clearly see how you can register to be part of the conference, whether in person or online.
Thanks very much for talking to me this morning, Annette.
Thank you for having me.